And we got a preaching topic this morning, and it's committed life for God. How many know that's an important word, committed? Amen. Committed works 24/7. You know, sometimes things get hard, we want to bail out. Sometimes things get difficult, we want to quit. But that's not a committed life. Committed, you got to go when you sometimes don't even feel like going. Hello in this place. And that's what we want to get our minds to be reminded, because I'm seeing in this world and country today, I'm seeing people throwing the towel in. Yes. I'm seeing people that once was Christians, yes. And now they're unchristian. Yes. I'm seeing that people that once was on fire for God, now the little flames done gone out. I want to let us know it's no time to let the devil use us. I know everywhere seems to be, you look to the left, you look to the right, you see trouble on this side, and amen, a situation on this other side, a problem here and there. But I'm here to let you know we got to make it anyhow. Is that right? Amen. We in this for the long haul. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, when it get rough and tough, you just get a dose of the Lord and get renewed and keep pushing. Amen. I'm not going to be a quitter, but I'm going to be a winner. I mean, to know a quitter will what? Quit. And a winner will win. So we on the winning side this morning. We have the winning ticket this morning. Amen. We will not. Look up at me, church. I say we will not be defeated. Praise God. Because my God will supply all our needs according to his riches. Amen. Not my riches. Amen. Because mine will run out. Praise God. Amen. But the Lord's riches last forever. Everlasting to everlasting. So be encouraged. Let's keep committed lives before the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Yes. How many know when you commit it, you are in this life forever? Amen. Amen. It's God all the way. Yes, amen. Bible says you when you put your hand on a plier and look it back, you ain't fit for the kingdom of heaven. So we got to keep our eyes focused on the Lord. Amen. I'm not going to let nothing here hinder me. I will not let nothing here deter me from my walk for God. Praise the Lord. Do we have any witness in here? I just have that determination on it for myself. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you, we got to make sure that we, amen, stay our focus on the Lord. Committed lives. Amen. Nothing going to turn me around. Amen. I said I've gone too far amen, to turn around now. Praise the Lord. Things trying to stop us. Things trying to hinder us. And I want to turn over here to Romans. We got instructions here on what to do when these problems arises. When the troubled times come, the Lord got his word to let us know how to carry ourselves. Praise God. Let's go to Romans, the 8th chapter. Amen. The 35th through the 39th verse. And let's see what the word said. The word said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? In other words, what will you fall into temptation or fall into a snare and get hindered by these things that we have to face each and every day? I'm not going to try to act like every day going to be ice cream and sundaes and, praise God, and banana splits and fried chicken. But we are going to have some rough days. We are going to have some days not comfortable to us. Not everything going to work in your on your behalf. Amen. But we got to be determined. We got to be committed. I'm not stopping. I will not give up. And I will not let nothing here separate me from the love of Christ. Now, it asks the question, shall tribulation or distress, or persecution? Come on now. We committed. Amen. I'm not going to tell you these things ain't going to happen. These things going to come in our cross our path. What are we going to do with it? I will not let, amen, tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword. Come on, somebody. Come, my mind is made up. Praise God. Ain't the Lord good? Amen. And ain't nothing going to separate me. The Bible said, as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed not one or two days. Amen. That's what I say. We're going to have some troubles and some problems and some situation. We'll kill all the days long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. What are we going to do about it? Praise God. But the Bible said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Ain't God good in here? Amen. Through all these disasters and through all these hardships, we are still more than conquerors. Amen. We're going to conquer anyhow. We gonna stay committed anyway. Amen. So devil, you might as well go about your business. Amen. You're not gonna make me turn around. You're not gonna make me lose out. Amen. I see I got a race to run and I'm running by faith and I'm not gonna allow nothing here to stop me. Praise God. Amen. The devil's always want to turn and throw a monkey wrench in and make things happen and try to trip you where you can fall, but you let the devil know, get thee out of here in the name of Jesus. Go about your business. Amen. I'm wrapped up. I tell you, church, I said, I'm wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in the Lord. Amen. He don't have no jurisdiction over me. Praise God. And you. Amen. Because if God is for us, who can be against us? Praise ye the Lord. Amen. So we ain't got to worry about the world crisis and the world problems. Amen. Because I'm committed to go on. I don't care what I see, what happened. I'm committed to follow the Lord all the way. Amen, amen. I ain't putting my spiritual vehicle in reverse and back up because the devil looked like he's taking over, but I'm letting you know the devil ain't taking over. Amen. I'm not going to allow him to take over in my life because my God will take care of you and I. Amen. He's not a God. You know, people sitting around wondering, amen, that things happening, problems going on, and government cutting this down, and this happening, problems happening all around us, worrying about food, SNAP program, and all this kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, amen, we will survive. Praise God. God will take care of his own. Amen. The Lord, I said, the Lord will make a way. Ain't God good in this place? I said he'll make a way out of no way. Praise God. We don't have to, amen, get all down and out. That's what the devil wants. Praise God. I'm committed to go right on. Amen. I said I'm committed to go right on. I mean, do you mean what you're doing today? That song said, I mean to go right on. Until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. I will never, come on somebody, amen. Can I get a witness in this place? I will never turn back. Defeat I shall not know. God will, I said, God will give me the victory. We just sung that song, Victory in Jesus. Amen. He will give us the victory if we just keep going on. Amen. Smile anyhow. Praise God. Be happy anyway. Keep that joy flowing. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. It ain't nothing half with that joy. It's full. Amen. Praise God. So be excited. David said, I love what David said. David said, my cup is running over. Amen. Sometime our cups ain't running over. Amen. It ain't even halfway. Praise God. Come on, somebody. What's going on? You too over concerned about your surroundings. You know, your surroundings sometimes is very challenging. Amen. What you see. Look, this ain't working. Look, this done broke down. Look what happened over here. Man, I don't know how. I don't know how we're going to make it. How we're going to make it is follow the Lord and follow his plan. Huh? And keep moving on. Praise God. Go on anyhow. Praise God. Don't let nothing stop you. March on for the Lord. Someone said, when the saints go marching in, I want to be in that number. See, the devil wants us to quit marching. He wants to sit down on the wayside. Praise God. And give up and complain. Amen. Talk about what you don't have. You need to look around and see what you do have. Come on, somebody. And you got God. God on your side. Praise God. And he will make a way. Praise God. And that's why his name is called a way maker. He's a way maker. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord here. All right. Now let's move on here. All right. It said we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Now, but Paul here is saying, for I am persuaded. Amen. You know what the word persuaded mean? I am convinced. Amen. I know what God will do. I know he can fix this hopeless situation. I know he can turn this thing around. Just follow the law procedure. Follow his word from Genesis to Revelation. Praise God. I'm convinced here. I'm persuaded. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities. Come on, somebody. Nor powers, nor things present. Nothing to come. Yes. Amen. I don't care what come or make. Nor height. Yes. Nor depth. Yes. Nor any other creature that takes in all the above. Come on. Yes. Amen. Are we that determined today? Yes. Amen. Amen. Height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. That's where we want to be today. Don't let nothing get to the point. I don't care what comes. I'm going to stay faithful. I will stay committed. I will stay on fire for God. This is the kind of message we need in this world that we're living in. Because things around us is falling apart. Things just is being destroyed. Things just happening. But I want to tell you, that's why we got to put our trust in the Lord. How many know when you put your trust in the Lord, everything's going to be all right? Amen. I know. Huh? I'm a witness to that. I can still smile. Amen. Huh? I can still have joy. Amen. Joy. Unspeakable. And full of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can still march for the victory that the Lord have in my soul. I can still rejoice knowing that he got my back. Amen. He is my security guard. He is my way maker. He is my fixer. Praise God. Let not your heart be troubled. Disciples, children of the Lord, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me, in my daddy's house. A many, many mansions. If it was not so, he said, I would have told you. Amen. I'm glad of this. He said, I'm gone. I'm gone, but I'm going to come back. I thank the Lord. He ain't going to leave us. We sitting around here acting like we are forsaken. He said he would never leave us, not forsake us. Amen. Stand on his word. Praise God. He's coming back to receive you unto himself. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for his love. Love still works. Amen. Love still works. Amen. I don't care what you see or may. Love still works. Things can still work in this society. The only thing you got to do is keep your eyes on the Lord. Surrounding. Amen. That's why getting people depressed today. Their surroundings. Amen. That's what getting people all down and out. Amen. Some don't even feel like leave the home. Somebody said, can you drive? Yes, I can drive. But I don't feel like driving. Well, feel like driving. Go on where you need to go. Do what you need to do. If God is for you, who can be against you? Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to stay committed to the Lord because I am convinced. I said I am convinced and I am persuaded, huh? That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, I don't care how high it is, nor depth, I don't care how wide it may be, not any other creature. I don't care who you think you are. You ain't too big for God. God got your number. Hello in here. Praise God. We don't have to be a scaredy cat. Amen. We don't have to run. But we face the fight. Let the devil know I'm going on anyhow. No height, no depth, not any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Praise God. Amen. Which is in Christ Jesus. So I thank God for this way. Amen. 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 I ain't going to throw the towel in. I'm not going to forsake God because he is a way maker. Amen. Praise God. That's why we got to keep our eyes on the Lord and keep the faith. Keep the faith. Praise God. You know, when you look at stuff, it looks ugly. When you look in the natural, it looks impossible. When you look at what's happening in your family, it looks terrible. But look through faith. Amen. Faith ain't what you see and how it look. Amen. You'll get discouraged. I know I'll get discouraged. Looking at how things look around here, I'll be discouraged. But you don't, that ain't faith is what you see. But faith is what you don't see. Can I preach in this place? The Bible said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. I know my God goes. I don't see the way just looking in the natural, but through faith, I know my God going to turn it around. I know my God going to help you out. I know my God will appear on the scene. I know my God will be right there with me. Because my God said, I ain't going to leave you, praise God. I'm going to be with you. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Mackenzie, the Lord going to be with you. Yes. Until the end of the world.
Amen.
Amen. I see those bright eyes looking at her papa. She paying attention. That's what I'm talking about. Good, Mackenzie. Glad to see you. Amen. To God be the glory. You know, that's why we have to preach hope. We have to preach the inspiration messages. Because even little children, they get terrified on all these things that happening and what's going on in the schools and in this. Amen. They get afraid sometimes. They feel like maybe I might go to school next week and can't get no lunch. The cafeteria is open. The workers is there. But nothing in the trees. Come on, somebody. That ain't going to do you no good just to see those sisters in there with them white dresses on. Amen. You don't smell no biscuits, no hot rolls, no spaghetti. Come on, somebody. But I want to tell you, my God going to make a way. He never leave us. Amen. That spaghetti going to get back working. Amen. That meatloaf going to get on the stove. Hello, that fried chicken getting ready to get in the plates. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. We ain't going to sit here and just wall and dolly and be in a hopeless situation. But this big God that we serve with all this big power, amen. We need to tap into the rock. Praise God. And that's Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm not worrying about nothing. Amen. Praise God. Somebody was saying, you know, the fuel prices, amen, is going up now. And we may run out of fuel. Praise God. We got a car. They said we got a car and can't even drive it. It looked good out there. I see the rims and amen, it's shiny, and I just washed it. But I can't go nowhere. Amen. Every station is out of gas. Let me tell you this. God will provide. Amen. You got a car, you're going to be able to put gas in that vehicle. Ain't God good in here? Amen. But back in the day, I used to not fill my car up. I'm going to give you a word of advice. Amen. I used to drive, and when my needle get about a quarter, then I go get gas and maybe put halfway. But I'm going to tell you, in the day that we're living in, I think we all need to fill our cars up full, and keep it full. Hello? When you get down to three-quarter full, act like you're out of gas. Go get you some gas. Amen. Because you never know what will happen in this time that we're living in.
At least you have gas if you have to go to, you have emergency, you can be able to go where you need to go. Amen. And you'll be able to do what you need to do. And I was telling my family that, keep your tanks on full. Amen. Then when it get 3/4 full, then go to the station and get some gas. Because some of them times you're going to pull up, you might not have no fuel. Amen. But you can still drive. You got fuel in your vehicle. Ain't the Lord good in here? He give us this wisdom. Praise God. But God will help us in these times that we're living in. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So now, thinking about being committed. Committed. I thought about a man that we want to read about. Amen. Supposed to being committed. Amen. He had, praise God. Anybody know about Brother Peter? Amen. Brother Peter. Praise God. Amen. If you listen to him, he sound like he will go all the way with the Lord. Huh? He was committed with his mouth, but he won't commit it from his heart. Amen. We got a lot of people like that. They can say, Lord, I go with you all the way. I'll follow you to the end, Lord. I'll be with you forever. See, that's just talking is cheap. Brother Peter had a mouth confession. Amen. But you got to have it coming from the heart. Amen. Let's see what it said over here. Let's read over here now in the Matthew, amen, the 26th chapter. Amen. This commitment, being committed, it works if we mean business. Amen. All right, now, let's see. Matthew, praise God. Amen. Matthew 26. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. All right, let's go to that 31st. Verse here. Let me see. Excuse me. The 35th. Excuse me. Let's go to the 35th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen. Matthew 26, 35. Now listen at Peter. Amen. And Peter was a disciple of Jesus Christ. Now I want to say we can be a disciple. We can be one of God's workers or parishioner, but you know, just having a name is not good enough. Amen. Amen. We got to live a dedicated life. Peter always been quick to speak. Amen. He quick to do everything. Remember, he was quick to try to cut the soldier ear off. Jesus had to tell him, put up the sword, Peter. Now look here, Peter said unto him, to Jesus, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Praise God. Now, okay, hold just a moment. Let's back up. I want to back up to the 31st verse. These eyes are playing tricks this morning. Let's go to the 31st verse. And we want to read down to the 35th verse. Sister, let me see that. Let me see that handkerchief. Praise God, getting sweat in my eyes. That'd be good, sister. Thank you. Okay, we're going to have sister to read. Sister Lamishu, amen. Can you start right there at that 31st verse? It said what now?
Then said Jesus unto them,
uh-huh.
All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad.
Amen.
But after I am risen again, I will go before you unto Galilee.
All right.
Peter answered and said unto him.
Now listen, this is the key verse here. It said Peter, he listened to what Jesus was just bringing out. Amen. And so Peter answered. And what he said?
Though all men shall be offended because of thee.
All men shall be offended because of thee.
Yet will I never be offended.
Uh-oh. But I'm not going to be offended, Lord. In other words, I'm going to be there right with you. Praise God. I'm going to be with you all the way. Amen. I'm going to be committed, Lord. I'm going to make sure that, amen, at least you have me with you. Praise God. Amen. I'm committed, Lord. Come on, somebody. Read.
Jesus said unto him.
Verily, Peter, I say unto thee.
That this night. Thou shalt deny me thrice.
Now look up there. Even Jesus didn't put no stop in his decision. Amen. See how you know? How you know you can't fool the Lord? Amen. See, I want to tell you all, you can't fool God. He knows your intent of heart. He knows the way you think. Amen. So the Lord didn't put no stop in what Peter said, because the Lord just told him right straight. Amen. Amen. He said, this night before the crow, thou shalt deny me three times. Come on, somebody. Amen. I ain't talking about no mouth noise. I'm not talking, thank you, Lamisha. I'm not talking about, amen, just running your mouth, praise God, having committed mouth service. Hello. Do you hear what I said? Amen. And sometimes that what we have as Christians, we can do a lot of good talking and we can make a lot of good promises. Lord, I will go with you all the way. I will be with you to the end, Lord. I will, amen, won't deny you, Lord. Amen, I'm going to be there. Praise God, that's good right there. Amen. But we don't need to commit it from our mind and our heads, but we need it from our heart. Amen. So the Lord let him know. Let him know that this night, before the cock crow, amen, the rooster crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all of his disciples. So he just should have kept his mouth closed. A lot of time we people today, they in the same predicament. But the Lord wants some truly dedicated lives and workers. I'm here to tell you, I'm not just talking it. Lord, I will not deny you. Amen. I will walk with thee. I will, amen, be with you. And you with me.
Because you said in your word that you would never leave us, not forsake us. So we see this morning that commitment is very vital. Very important. And I don't want to close unless I get to some more commitments. Amen. How many know we need to be committed to our wives and husbands? Is that right? Amen. Now, and I'm going to say, as the Bible said, to your own wife and your own husband. Not the one in the next county over. You're going to be involved with that woman or that man, you know. You live in Durham County, but you're going to go over there in Wake County. Come on, somebody. Be committed to your own wife and your own husband. Amen. Got to be committed. See, if you don't know how to be committed to your husband and wife, how are you going to be committed to God? Amen. Committed to your own husband and your own wife. Praise God. See? Amen. See, the devil will make you look at over there on the other side of the field. And it looked like the grass. It's a little greener over there. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. You know, look back. You getting you losing interest at home, but now your interest is eyeballing somebody else. Come on, somebody. Now you look over there to the right and look over there to the left at these things that are going to get you in big trouble. You start looking and saying, well, you know, she's attractive. What you got at home better be attractive. Come on, somebody. Amen. She looks a little better than what I got at home. But let me tell you that. That's a trick of the enemy.
That's so mercy.
Amen. Because when you start losing your interest in what you have in your home and start going to somebody else's home, and then that don't stop there. It's a continuation. And then next thing you know, you're going to be out of your home. Praise God. Amen. Then that's why we having all this divorcement. Amen. Because the person at home said, listen here. You don't be home now. Every time I see you gone, red flag. But that's why we got to be committed. Committed is so important, amen, for a relationship. And committed is so important for God's relationship. I don't want nobody but the Lord. Hello in here. And it's the Lord all the way. Amen. I'm in it for the long haul. I'm not going to throw the towel in. I'm not going to be wearied in well-doing. I like who I serve. My God is working miracles. My God is fixing things. Amen. And I'm just going to trust in him. Praise God. Amen. In the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. So I'm going to go with the Lord out of the way. Is that all right? We got a song. I don't know what book he's in. Somebody could try to find it for us. We're going to sing that shortly. I go with him all the way. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you, Facebook friends and family. And at this time, we will end this message. And may God keep you on the fiery line. Thank you.